Okay, today is Wednesday, April 14th, Rosh Chodesh Iyar. This is the women's Chumash share. We're up to Dvarim, Perek Lamed Bet.
Okay. Rabotai. Okay. Rabotai, we are up to Perek Lamed Bet of Sefer Dvarim, Pasuk Mem. This is the last unit of the six units of the Shirat Hazinu. You remember the mnemonic Haziv Lach. Haziv Lach. Every letter is a beginning of a unit of the Shirah. And the Lach, the Chaf Sofit, is beginning of Pasuk Mem. Ki Esa El Shamayim Yadi. Primarily today, we are going to focus on an incredible Ramban, who puts the entire Parshat HaAzinu in a certain perspective, and he says things that, unless you saw the Ramban saying, you'd never believe that somebody would say it. That's why we're going to see it inside, because otherwise you wouldn't believe me that the Ramban would say it. So it's a rather long Ramban, but let's take a look at what's happening. So we're just going to read the Psukim. It goes from Mem through Mem Gimel. This is the last unit of the Shira. I'll just give you the background. In the previous unit, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had expressed his enormous anger at Bnei Yisrael for having worshipped Avodah Zarah and betrayed the opportunity once again. The opportunities were presented at Sinai, the opportunities were presented in Israel, and both times Am Yisrael rejected the opportunity and worshipped Avodah Zarah. God was furious. So much so, he said things that are difficult to mouth, that he was going to obliterate us completely. However, when the Gentile nations of the world failed to recognize that this is the hand of God, they believed that this was their own ability, their own capacity, their own might. HaKadosh Baruch Hu changes his mind and decides, I cannot wipe out Am Yisrael entirely because the objective will have been defeated. The objective is that peoples of this world shall recognize that God has the capacity to do anything and is prepared to do everything, even to take and eliminate his own people. We saw phrases to make them into the dust of the earth, to obliterate their name in history. Remember that phrase? That they shouldn't be remembered in history anymore. As long as HaKadosh Baruch Hu would now be recognized by those who survive as the sole power who is responsible for all of this. As a result of the fact that this will have backfired in God's calculated plan, he decides, I am not going to obliterate everybody. And now comes the reverse. What will I now have to do? I will have to seek revenge against the nations of the world who will have tortured you, who will have oppressed you, and overreacted, even though I wanted them to do something to you, but they overreacted, and I am now going to take revenge against them. This particular unit, right now, the last unit, is that what's going to happen? That there will come a time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu will seek revenge against all of the nations of the world, and all of the nations will finally come to sing the praises of God. All of the nations will come to sing and praise God. God, you're the greatest. In fact, we said it today during Hallel, today Rosh Chodesh. An incredible statement. Sometimes we just whiz by, we don't even pay any attention to it. Hallelu et Hashem kol goyim. Who will praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Not Am Yisrael, kol goyim. Shabbechuhu kol ha'umim. What? Why, says the psalm, why will they ultimately offer praise? Ki gavar aleinu chazdo. Ki gavar aleinu, what will they be saying? Ki gavar aleinu chazdo. What does that mean? Ki gavar aleinu chazdo. Okay, said it today. What does that phrase now mean? Ki gavar aleinu, therefore they are saying praise. Hallelujah Hashem kol goyim. Shabbachu kol omin. Why? Ki gavar aleinu chazdo. Who is the Aleinu in this? What? Is it the Jews or everybody else? So, the simple interpretation might be, because God, Chesed, prevailed for us, Am Yisrael, and now what did he have to do? What did he have to do? He had to punish the rest of the nations of the world, and now they came to recognize that he is the Lord, the most powerful. So when God decided to be good to us, even though we deserve to be punished just like they did, because we worshipped Avodah Zarah, we had abandoned him, but his message, his objective was not realized. So now, as we will read the Pesukim, God is going to lash out with fury against the nations of the world. And then, Haninu Goyim Amo, the nations of the world will sing. What will they say? Yes, God, you're the greatest. But why did they suddenly? Ki gavar aleinu chasdo. Because for us, the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu will have prevailed. And once his chesed prevailed, he decided not to eliminate us, but to focus his wrath on them. But they will come to a recognition, as will Am Yisrael, that this is God doing the speaking, God doing the damage, and consequently, the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be sanctified. So we will now just read the couple of psukim, which concludes the Shira of Avinu, and then proceed immediately to the Ramban. What?
Saying that.
Who's saying what?
What you just said.
That's the simple pshat.
Okay.
Simple pshat. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ki Esa El Shamayim Yadi, I raise my hand heaven bound. Very funny description of God, who is in heaven, and raising his hand towards the heavens. But he's doing what he's describing himself the way we would do something. And when you raise your hand heaven bound, it's a shvua, exactly. And the Ramban will say
it.
Right. V'amarti, and what will I say? I swear by my life, which is eternal. What do I swear by my life? Im shanosi birak harbi, v'tolcheiz b'mishpat yadi, ashiv nakam litzarai ulemisanai ashalein. I swear that what's going to happen? I'm going to take my sword and make sure that my sword is going to be used in the implementation of justice. I will seek revenge against all of my enemies. Ashkir chitzai midam. My arrows will be intoxicated with blood. V'charbi Tochal Basar, my sword will be devouring flesh. From whom? Midam Chalal Vishivya, from those who I take in captivity and those who will be disgraced. Meirosh Parot Oyev, from the heads of those who deserve to be punished because they are my enemies. And after that, Harninu Goyim Amo, the nations of the world will sing, Kidam Avadav Yikom, because he will have avenged the blood of those servants of his who lost their life. V'nakam Yashiv Litzarav, a sense of revenge will be heaped upon the enemy. V'chiper Admato Amo, which we will translate a little, I'm not even going to translate it, not even the translator. It has several possible interpretations. But that's the general tone and tenor of what's happened. The spokesman for today is not me. The spokesman for today is going to be the Ramban. So please open up the Ramban, the packet that I gave you. And we're going to see, I'm going to show it to you inside, where the Ramban says unbelievable stuff. Number one, it's on the first page of the packet. I bracketed a small, short remark of the Ramban. Esa Yadi, in Pasuk Mem, God said, I lift my hands to the heaven, says the Ramban. Ki kol nishba. Why is it that when you raise your hand, it's a signal of an oath? How does no say yad become an oath? How's that happen? Says the Ramban. Ki kol nishba, no say yado. Everybody who swears is asked to raise his hand. V'nogeya b'chefetz asher hu nishba bo. And you hold an article with which, through which you direct your oath. Let me explain this. We are now in Bet Din. Bet Din. Okay? In Bet Din. And here is the case. I'm going to give you a case where Torah law demands that you take an oath. Torah law demands that you take an oath. Anybody know of one of the four cases? What?
Shomer is something within your safekeeping has been lost or damaged.
Good. Excellent.
Do it.
Correct. Something, I ask you to watch something. Okay? Let's assume you're a Shernachino. You're doing me a favor. Not getting paid for it.
Yeah.
The only thing that you are held accountable for is negligence. Nothing else. If somebody breaks into your house and steals it, you're not held accountable. You're not held. If there was a hurricane and something happened to it, you're not held accountable. Shanachina is only obligated for negligence. So here's what happened. I asked you to watch this tape recorder. I'm going to watch it.
Yes. Yeah. Women's Home Share, Wednesday, April 14th.
Yeah.
So there's this imagery of Moshe standing with his hands up as things happen. Yeshua stands with his hands up when the Milchamah.
That's prayer. That's prayer. We know that. That's right. Echros Yadi El Hashem. We raise your hand. This Siat Hapayim.
But they were
that's
holding.
But that's something. No, that's something else. That's when you raise your hand, you can be in prayer. But here we're talking about it taking an oath. Esayan is not taking it. Is not praying. This is taking an oath. God is taking an oath.
Chayan Ochi. That's also terminology.
Of course, always. I swear by Chayan Ochi. I swear by my life. Otherwise, you normally swear by God. We, you and me, swear not by my life, by His life. Yes.
When you say Hashem is saying this, it's not that Moshe wrote this.
Correct.
It's Hashem saying.
No, I am. That's in general. We know Sefer Dvarim was written by Moshe.
Right.
Correct. Correct. But this is inspired by what he heard from God. He is writing what God is going to do.
Okay.
That's correct. Says, yeah. See, so let's now reading the Ramban. That's just one point. Now the next paragraph. Listen to this. It's long, but you have to listen. Hine hashira hazot ashehi banu le'ed emet v'ne'eman. This entire song that we've been studying for several weeks. Tagid kol hamotzaot otano bibiur will explain everything that has happened to us. Everything. Kol ha-motza'ot. Hezkirat chila. It started off. He's going to give you a little capsule of what happened in Parshat Hazina. So even if you haven't been here for 6 months, you read this Ramban, you know what's happening in Hazina. Hezkirat chila ha-chesed sha'asa imanu ha-kadosh baruch hu me'az shelokachnu l'chelko. It started off with the great chesed that God performed when he selected us as his chelik, as his nation. Where did that happen? Right, and then even more so, Har Sinai. That was the first thing which we started. Remember? With Ya'arov Kamatar Likhi, that was the study of Torah. V'his Kira, that he mentioned, HaTovot She'asah Lonu Bamidbar, the great goodness that God bestowed upon us in the desert. Traveled for 40 years in the desert, and he protected us with the man, and so on and so forth. V'asher Hinchilanu Aratzot HaGoyim HaGdolim Va'atzumim. And he enabled us to conquer the lands of great, powerful nations. V'rov HaTovah V'ha'oshem V'ha'akavot Asher Hanchilenu Ba. And all of the wealth and the honor and glory which we inherited. V'chimeirov Kol Tovah. And from a sense of all of this goodness, Mardu Bashem. We rebelled against God. What was that phrase? Vayish. Remember? It's very... Vayishman Yishurud. So now you saw got fat. And they rebelled. It never happens when you're destitute. It never happens when you're suffering.
That's when you call out.
That's when you call out. Exactly. When does it happen? When you're sitting in America. That's when it happens. Mar Bashem La'avod Avodah Zarah. V'hizkira, and then it went on to mention, Haka'as Asher Hayah Milufanav Aleihem. The anger which he had against them. At Shishalach Bohem Da'artam. Until he reached the point where he sent Dever, Ra'av, V'chaya, Ra'av, V'cheret. He sent Dever, plagues, famine, wild animals, swords. That's how he struck at an Am Yisrael in Israel. V'achar Kain. Pizerotam. Back of the page. Back of the page. L'chol ruach v'peah, bracketed. He scattered us to the four corners of the world. V'yadua, ki kol zeh nitkayem. The Ramban says, we know, I, in the 12th century, can tell you that this undoubtedly happened. V'yihi chen. The Ramban is the spokesman for Parshanim, who believe that any time the Torah speaks of certain events that will happen, they actually did happen. How many tochechot have we learned in the Chumash? How many episodes of rebuke has the Torah? Long sections of rebuke. We studied one for months. That was Parshat Ki Tavoh. That's the second one. First one is where? End of Vayikra. Bechukotai. Two long rebukes. Says the Ramban, we saw it in, how many times have we been kicked out of Israel? Twice. That's it. After the first Beit HaMikdash, after the second Beit HaMikdash. Therein posits the Ramban, there will never be a third Churban. There will never be a third Churban. Never be a total Churban, like there was the first two. That's the basis of the Rav Kuknicks. That is the basis of the Kuknicks, who say, we are here in Medinat Yisrael, we almost have a guarantee that it's never going to come to an end. If this is the legitimate third time, it's never going to end. Then Ramban says, good, so all of that took place. Good, and he's going to continue. The Amra HaShira, and now the Shira is saying, Ki basov, at the end of all of that, Yashiv nakam litzarav uli misanav yishalein. God will repay back the people who made our life terrible, who oppressed us, and the people who are his enemies, he will pay back. Vahatam. And I'm going to tell you why God is going to strike out against all of these nations. Ki heim asu kol haraot imanu. They did these terrible things unto us. L'sin ato shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. God hated when they abused us, when they persecuted us. He hated it. Listen to the words. Listen to this. Ki lo yisna'u et Yisrael ba'avur she'asu avodah zarah kahem. Listen to these words. What happened? Ki lo yisna'u et Yisrael Ba'avur she'asu avodah zarah kahem. Translate, please. God does not hate Israel for what reason? Because they worship the avodah zarah.
Who is Israel?
No, Kilosu es Yisrael.
Who is Israel?
They didn't hate Am Yisrael based on what reason? That we emulated their gods? Rak ba'avur shelo ye'asu kima'aseihem. No, I'm telling you. This is referring to God. Yes, listen to this. Okay, that's good. Yisrael, at Yisrael, it's definitely referring to God. There's no doubt about it. No doubt about it. Now, he's not angry at them having worshipped the avodah zarah. Why? What's the only reason? What doesn't he like? That you should not emulate their ways. Shelo ya'asu kima'aseihem. V'ya'avdu et ha-kadosh baruch hu v'yishmru et mitzvotav v'lo yitchatnu bahem v'lo yochlu mizvichehem v'yavozu avodah zara shelahem v'yiva'aru otam mimikomotehem. Says the Rambam. Listen carefully. What bothers him is not the fact that you actually bow down to an idol. That's not what bothered him so much. What bothered him? The fact that you took on the lifestyle of the Gentile world. It's the mindset of marrying in with them. Saying as follows, listen carefully. I am going to define the following situation unto you. The following situation. This is a God. And I plan on bowing down to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by bowing down to the Shtetl. Do I violate, am I an idolater or not?
No.
The answer is yes. Even if I intend to serve our God, if this is recognized by the Gentile world as a God, and I bow down to it, even though in my mind, who am I intending to honor? Our God. I have no interest in worshiping their God. I have no interest in serving their God. Technically am I an idolater? Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Even though, what do? I am worshiping Avodah Zarah. I am worshiping Avodah Zarah. But I keep Shabbos. I wear Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin. I eat glatt kosher only. I just bow down to Avodah Zarah. That would not have bothered HaKadosh Baruch Hu that much, says the Ramban. What really annoyed him? The fact that we tried and succeeded in emulating their lifestyle. We intermarried. That's what bothered him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That we decided to abandon completely Torah mitzvot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As I said, you could be the greatest satma chassid and be guilty of avodah zarah. Guilty of avodah zarah. That, says the Ramban, God would not have been so upset about. What bothered him most was the rejection of our culture and adopting the lifestyle of nations of the world. Just give me two more seconds. Please open up to Parshat Ki Tisa for a second. I'll give you the exact chapter. We read it a couple of weeks ago. In fact, we read it Shabbos Kalamai. Shmot Lamed Dalet. Most on the dot. I want you to look at Pasuk Yudalit, Het Vav, and Het Zayin. Perek Lamed Dalet, Sukkim Het Vav, Yudalit, Het Vav, and Het Zayin. Yudalit, Het Vav, and Het Zayin. This is after the Chet HaEgel. This is after the Chet HaEgel. Okay? Let me ask you this. Were Jews idolaters at the Chet HaEgel?
Yeah.
Of course they were. Technically they were guilty. Yes? Who were they worshipping? What? God through the Egel. Precisely. They worshipped our God through the Egel. They could not yet relate to what? To a God who is, who has what? Who has not? No what? No vision, exactly. No image. They needed some. Kum asei lanu Elohim. We need something concrete. Asher hulafane. And now what is God telling us? What do I want you to be careful with? What do I want you to be careful with? Read down your Yudalit, Tetzav, and Tetzav. This is after the Chet HaEgel. Exactly. Don't listen to what's happening. You know why God forgave at the Egel? Because although they were guilty of Lo Yeh Lecha Elohim Acher Al Panai, they did not reject the entire culture of Am Yisrael. They didn't marry anybody else. They didn't establish the practices that are what? That are identified with the Gentile pagan world. They did not do that. And therefore God forgave. There were some people who were hurt. In the text, how many people were killed? Text. 3,000 people. That's it. That's what it says. Only 3,000 people out of several million. Several million. Same here, says the Rambam. God himself can tolerate the formal worship of Avodah Zarah as long as it doesn't change your lifestyle into adopting the culture and values of the pagan world which you're emulating. If it's going to be exactly like Chet HaEgel, God, that's not why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is getting angry. He's getting angry, why? Because Shelo Ya'asu Ki Ma'aseihem. V'yavdu et HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'yishmur v'self, v'lo yitchatnu b'hem, v'lo yochlu mizbechehem, v'yavozu avodah zarah shelahem. What do I want you to do? I want you to embarrass their idolatry, and it doesn't only mean their technical idols. It means to eliminate their lifestyle. That is the point of the Ramban. He can tolerate, and he did, at the Chet HaEgel. He didn't eliminate us. He didn't cast us into the desert for 40 years. He forgave us for the Chet HaEgel. Why? Because it did not include a total abandoning of his ways. Uke'inyan shine emar, next page. He's going to save him something more. Ki olecha harakno kol hayom. Im kein. Listen, ato shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ya'asu banu kol hara'ot ha'ele, v'heim tsarav u'misanav v'alav lehina kemehem. Why did they try to attempt to do what? To make us like them? Why did they? How does God interpret it?
Because
they had their beef with God. That's why they, these nations of the world, tried to get us to adopt their lifestyles. Not because they wanted us so much, but they had their beef with God. V'zeh davar barur. Third line. Ki al hagu'ula Ha'atita Yavtiach. This pasuk, this unit which we're studying today, is the eternal promise from God that Ge'ula is going to come. Ki bibinyan sheni, bayit sheni, lo harninu goyim amo. At bayit sheni, the nations of the world did not sing the praises of God during bayit sheni. Rak lo agu aleihem. The nations of the world ridiculed us during bayit sheni. What was happening during bayit sheni? Whose permission did we have to get to build a Beit HaMikdash? Koresh. We had to ask the Persian king for permission to build a temple. So they didn't get, there was no respect garnered by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They were ridiculing us. Therefore, the building of the second Beit HaMikdash could not have been the redemption which we speak of in this year. Could not have been. Therefore, when is the redemption of this particular unit? When will all the nations come? Harninu goyim amo. When? Ge'ulah akida. The third redemption. Third redemption. It certainly has. Skip 4 or 5 more lines. Where is a little dot? Listen to the next 4 words of the Ramban. Vihine. Ein bashira hazot tnai bitshuva v'avodah. I'm going to say it again. Vihine bashira hazot. This praise, this prediction of what? A future deliverance, redemption, is not dependent upon what?
Tshuva
and commitment unto God. What will be the trigger for the redemption? What will be the trigger? The fact that God's name has been desecrated, when the nations of the world abuse us, persecute us, and don't recognize that it was He who decided to let it happen. This has been an enormous point of controversy between Rambam and Rambash. The Rambam, when he saw this, he didn't see this because he was born before him. But had he seen it, he would have freaked out. Because the Ramban, and this is the Ramban's reaction to it. Is it possible that Am Yisrael will merit the third redemption if we continue Ubitnei Chataeinu Galinu Mi'arzeinu? Says the Rambam, don't even think of it. There is no such possibility of redemption, says the Rambam, unless it is accompanied by tshuva. It's never going to happen. It's not going to happen for the third time unless Am Yisrael is willing to change. I don't know if that would make us terribly optimistic, according to the Rambam. I don't know if that would make us to be terribly optimistic, says the Ramban. That which is recorded in Parshan Hazinu never said that God will do whatever He's doing in this unit, take revenge against the Gentile nations, have them sing. And now, I'm going to translate that last phrase in the unit. We say it every single Shabbos in Avarachamim. Haninu goyim amo, kidam avodav yikom, benakam yashiv lisarav, v'chiper admato amo. I translate it the way Ibn Ezra does. Thank you, Ibn Ezra. God will not forgive, appease His nation by returning their land. HaKadosh Baruch Hu yifayes et amo al yidei admato. Al yidei admato, says the Torah. Even if you don't deserve it, even if there is no return to tshuva, I, Ramban, believe God has decided that there will come a time when redemption will arrive. Rambam clearly states, I quote to you the words of the Rambam, Ein Nig'ein Yisrael Nigalin Ela Al Yidei Tshuva. God will never redeem his people unless there is a sense of revival. He has not told us, Rambam, does it mean the majority of Am Yisrael? Does it mean 100%? He never told us statistics. Never. And in that respect, since there are no numbers that we have to know of, one can remain optimistic even according to the Rambam. Because there has been an enormous flourishing of Torah and mitzvot just compared the last 50 years. When conservative and reform Jews were writing off orthodoxy and saying, we have no future. And now, I don't want to use Dr. Lamb's words, we can say Kaddish on the conservative and the reform movement. We can say Kaddish already. Very harsh thing to say. But as a movement, they're fizzling out, there's no doubt. Says the Ramban, I'm going to continue right where I left. In Cain, Ein Vishirat Ramashur, Raki, Shtar Eidut. What's a Shtar Eidut? A document with testimony, Shena Aseh Haraot, Venuchal, that the things what? That these terrible things happen.
And are finished.
Ushahu Yitbarach, Ya'aseh banu b'tocheichot chema. God will be angry with us. Avol lo yashbit zichroneinu. He will not eliminate our memory. V'yashuv v'yitnachem. He will change his mind and regret. Remember, we saw that phrase. Etnacham. We saw that phrase. God. We spoke about it. V'yinachem. God will regret. V'yifra min ha'oyvim. B'charbo ha'kasheva ha'gdola v'ha'chazaka. V'yichaper al-chatoseinu l'ma'an shemo. He will grant us atonement for one reason or another, not because we deserve it, because of his name. In Cain, he's saying it again, Hashira hazot, havtacha mivu'eret b'geula ha'atida. This is a promise by God of what? Of the future redemption. Al korchon shel minin. Despite the apikorsim who claim that Israel will never be redeemed again. Says the Ramban. Unbelievable. The kach hizkiru b'sifri. And so too in the Midrash and the Sifri they said. Gidola shirazu. This parsha of Hazinu is so great. Sheyesh ba'achsho, it describes the current scene of Am Yisrael. Sheyesh ba l'sha'avar, and describes its previous history. Sheyesh ba le'atid lavo, and it refers, also has references to what's going to happen in the future. Sheyesh ba ba'olam hazeh, Sheyesh ba le'olam haba. And this is alluded to in the pasuk that says at the end of the unit, at the end of the parsha, Vayavo Moshe Vayidaber et kol divrei hashira hazot. Moshe will read in a couple of days. Moshe will have said all of the shira, says the Ramban. And if it didn't say the word kol, if it said Vayidaber Moshe et divrei hashira hazot, he told them all of it. Would I think Moshe left out a pasuk or two? Would I think he left out a pasuk? Of course not. So why does it say the word kol? Says the Ramban, lahagid shehi kolelet kol ha'atidot lamo. This includes everything that will happen in the unfolding future of Am Yisrael. So the Ramban here posits that a third Geula is promised to Am Yisrael, whether we merit it or do not merit it. Plus, says the Ramban, there will never ever be a third destruction again. Never be a third destruction. Once Am Yisrael are redeemed, there comes a return The question is, of course, is this the time period of the return? Then there is a guarantee that it will never happen again. So his overview of what happened in Parshat Ha'azinu, God told us, I took you out of Mitzrayim, I brought you to Har Sinai, I want you to be my people and to worship me. You blew it. No problem. I gave you a second opportunity. I brought you into Eretz Yisrael. I want you to be my people, but you blew it. I destroyed the first Beit HaMikdash. I brought you back a second time, and you blew it again. Okay, but I am so angry at you that I really would like to obliterate you from the face of this earth. That's how angry I am. But I can't, because my name will be desecrated. And the objective will have fallen on deaf ears. The objective is not to punish. The objective is not to hurt. The objective is to come to a recognition. And if you fail to come to recognition, I will not have accomplished anything. And even furthermore, the nations of the world who oppress and persecute are claiming Kochi v'otzem yadi. It's my power that destroyed Am Yisrael. And that got God very angry that they were taking credit for the destruction of Am Yisrael, which is really as a result of his anger and his directing his anger against us. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, I'm changing my mind. I regret having made that decision. Now I'm going to lash out against the nations of the world, and I promise you they are going to sing my song. Harninu Goyim Amo. At that time, we will have heralded the third redemption. That will be permanent, and it will come about whether or not Am Yisrael repent and engage in a commitment unto God or not. So is the opinion of the Ramban. So is the opinion of the Ramban. He ends off by saying, I want you to believe what I told you. Because who communicated all of this? God through Moshe. Look at the last line. Mipi Navi'o Hane'eman v'chol beito asher lo haya lefanav v'achrav kamo. There was nobody like Mo, not before him, not like after, Olav HaSholom. Moshe Rabbeinu, that the greatest, most loyal person to accept this. So I said, the Rambam clearly disagrees. Clearly disagrees.
So unless
they
change.
No. Where does it say in this unit, this last unit, that Am Yisrael is going to change?
It doesn't.
That's the conclusion which he reaches. That there will be a come a time where HaKadosh Baruch will give back his land, nations of them, despite the fact that we're Peshi Yisrael. That's the surprising thing of the Ramban. That's why we spent so much time on it. Because it's a shocking position. That the redemption of Am Yisrael is guaranteed regardless as to what we do. What danger is when you spread the Ramban's word? What's the danger? Do whatever you want. Who cares? It's going to come anyway. It's going to come anyway.
Maybe that's why Ramban said something.
Correct. Of course, the Rambam. That's much more logical. Does anybody know the drash of the words Be'ito Achishena? Be'ito? It is a pasuk, I forgot where, which says that it's what? Right. The redemption's going to come. Be'ito Achishena. I will it into existence, says the Gemara. If Am Yisrael deserve it, be'ito. Whenever it's time, be'ito. But if it's not, they're not going to deserve it, achishena, I am going to bring it into existence when I'm darn ready for it. And that, the Ramban elsewhere, used that as support. That midrashic comment of the pasuk, be'ito, Ani Hashem, Be'ito Achishena, Ramban uses that to demonstrate I'm right. Because Chazal said, either Be'ito or Achishena. The simple pshat is, what's the simple pshat, Be'itol Achishena?
In
its proper time, when you deserve it. When it's time, when your time comes. That's it.
It's open to interpretation.
Correct. Now, what year does everybody point to? What is there? Everybody's talking about 6,000 years. Everybody. All of the messianists, every one of them, they believe that the ito means, fine, it's got to come in certain time. Either we deserve it, or it's going to happen. After six, there's gematrias, there's midrashim, there's kabbalah, it's got to happen. By the year 6,000, it's got to happen. So we only have 200 and something years left. That's it. Not many left. We're already 5,770. It's only got 230 years left. That's all. Then it's guaranteed to happen. What?
Tomorrow.
Or tomorrow, right? Yeah.
Rabbi,
yes.
When Hashem had the other nations demolish Israel, and they were doing his work.
Right.
So why is he so angry at them?
Because they didn't recognize that it was him who was responsible for their success. They took credit themselves and said it's our own power. And he didn't like that at all.
How would they have known
they should be smart enough to recognize it. I don't know. All right, we'll stop here. We'll continue next to Bob.
Would you consider the alternative that the Yisnu is still the Goyim and they hate us because we didn't join their lifestyle?
It's possible. I'm not saying no. It's possible.